few words about the relationship between safety of the body and awareness, or the degree of consciousness, or the degree of awareness. This is something which basically is where the Western culture and the Eastern culture meet, the Western science and the Eastern spiritual traditions meet at this point. And from my point of view, both sides miss something. The Western science, neuroscience, they do research on the physical level. They have absolutely no idea about subtle bodies. So they only see and examine the physical level, yeah, the body. And the Eastern traditions, they basically have no awareness of attachment trauma, of developmental trauma, and of the neurophysiological states and processes which happened during childhood, and if trauma happens. So what I see in my research, I mean, I read books and I of course work with myself, I see we are at the point where things come together. And this connection I would like to explain a little bit more. So what is our situation? We come from an unknown state, I don't know about that, into a physical body. And in the society we are in, the societies we have on this planet right now, practically for everybody gets traumatized during the first years of life. And this is basically always an attachment trauma. So there's a cut of being in connection. So the child experiences a disconnection, and this state of separation gets deeply imprinted in the core nervous system. This is more or less true for every one of us. Maybe in native tribes it happens something else, but for most of us, this is what the core imprint of our nervous system has, and this cannot be, that the nervous system of a child cannot cope with it. It has to distort itself to survive this. So the person grows up and the nervous system has not solved this. It has created coping mechanisms on top of that. And now the rest of the life is spent with compensating this core experience of separation, which has not been healed and which is not addressed in our society. The whole economic world lives from this compensation mechanisms. So, and if this compensation is successful, we say, oh wow, I have a nice life, I have a good life, everything feels quite okay, I enjoy my life. But in the end, it is just a regulation process. It is not our actual life. So this is the situation. And all this has to do with security. Because what happens there is that if the nervous system develops in an environment I described where it is not, where there are no really, let's say, really good loving relationships, And that means that the nervous system cannot develop it to its full capacity, because this needs security in the first years of life. Only then can the brain and the nervous system come to its complete full development with all the complex capabilities. This is not possible because the system needs so much energy to compensate this traumatic environment and to keep itself stable. And this costs a lot of energy, and the nervous system gets distorted, and there's dissociation and so on. So when we are grown up, we think we are grown up, but we are not actually fully developed as we have could have. As could have been happening. So, and in this situation, what the nervous system is trying to do is to complete that what has been lacking in the early childhood. Unconsciously, we are trying this, all, everybody of us, more or less. We are not aware of it, but we are trying to get this connection, to get this attachment. And this can be done in several ways. Everybody's doing that on his individual way. Either with career, or with addiction, or with anything. Yeah? But the core energy of where comes the energy from all for all your activities, if you look deep down, the energy where you get up out of bed in the morning is at the core level of your nervous system is the hope to finally get connected, to connect with others, a real connection. So from there comes the energy, or to compensate this. So what has this to do with security and awareness? The more you have to compensate, the more the nervous system still believes that the environment is not secure. And if this is the case, the nervous system, the brain, uses lower circuits, less complex circuits, which basically is fight and flight activation, or even a shutdown, complete shutdown. So the more the nervous system is distorted, the less complex cortical functions are available. And the more the deeper layers of, and more primitive layers of the brain have the control. And that's why there is less awareness. This is my personal point of view. The more the activation of the nervous system, the less is the degree of awareness of consciousness. Because in a fight-flight, life-death struggle, there is not much awareness. So to establish, to have more awareness, the spiritual teachers say, be in the moment, do everything as conscious as possible. And this is a top-down management. This is a top-down advice, which doesn't work, because otherwise though, we had only enlightened of very aware persons on the planet. It doesn't work like that. You can't tell a nervous system which is kept, which is lost in fight and flight or shutdown mode, to be aware. This is not possible. It doesn't work. What you have to do is to establish security in the nervous system, and then the whole system calms down, and with that the higher brain functions get in control and get active. So this is a direct relationship. The more security the nervous system experiences, the more the complex cortical functions are online, let's say online. And with that, this is also the degree of awareness. If the prefrontal cortex is fully online, then we have a maximum of awareness. And this is only possible in security, if the nervous system feels secure. And this means the ventral vagus is active. So this is the, from my personal point of view, the relationship between security and the degree of awareness. So instead of trying to do everything with maximum awareness, which is okay, which is not wrong, you also have to look how to create more security so that your ventral vagus gets active. And then naturally, if you feel safe and calm and relaxed, then naturally you are aware. This is not a dumb state. This is not a sleepy state. This is deep relaxation and high awareness. And this happens automatically. This is my, at least my experience. And maybe the West and the East have discovered the same, but from opposite directions. The Western neuroscientists say there are three parts of the autonomous nervous system. The one is the sympathetic nervous system for activation, and the parasympathetic nervous system for calming down things. And Stephen Porges has discovered that the parasympathetic nervous system is divided into two parts, the dorsal part and the ventral part. And the ventral part is, from his point of view, is the most important one. It is active when we feel safe, secure, and if we are able to connect the egg. So if the ventral vagus is active, we feel well, at home, secure, and we are happy. This is just the biological state. And in the East, in the yoga, we have the three energy channels. And the people in the East say if the life force flows through the central channel, the same, we feel well, we feel even ecstatic. And if the life force flows through the channel, there are no emotions, there are no mental activities. So all this gets calm, and they say if the energy flows there is a maximum of consciousness. So for me, this is the same. It is the same message. Stephen Porges has found a physical representation, and the people in the East, they have worked on the energy level, on the subtle channels. But for me, it is the same. It is the same message. And what is doing yoga? Yoga is doing physical exercises to bring the energy into the central channel. And what are we doing with trauma healing? We do the same. We help the person that the ventral vagus is active, gets active. It, from my point of view, it is exactly the same. We're doing the same. And maybe, I don't know, but maybe karma and trauma is the same also. So if we have understood that healing is basically establishing security in the nervous system, so that the autonomous nervous system calms down and the ventral vagus or the central energy channel gets activated. If we know that, then the path is clear, it is obvious. So we don't have to get lost in spiritual methods. If you have a dysregulated nervous system and you practice awareness or non-attachment, this is not so it is not really working because it doesn't point, it doesn't address the core needs of the autonomous nervous system. And my personal experience is that spiritual states happen automatically if the nervous system is in a self-regulated state. This is what I see, this is what I experience myself, and I see it with my clients also. So there's a point where the gate to spiritual dimension opens, and this gate, this bridge, is a secure, a safe state in the nervous system. Then there's so much stability that higher and more subtle states of awareness can arise automatically. So for example, it happens from time to time, someone's doing TRE, which is just a physical exercise for trauma healing, and he or she has in the first session a spiritual experience of light or vastness or love. So this is, from my point of view, this is the path we have to go. And the shortcut from a dysregulated nervous system to enlightenment or to spiritual states is the wrong way. And it is awkward, it is a struggle, because you struggle against your nervous system, which needs something completely different. A dysregulated nervous system doesn't need meditation in silence alone. It needs something else. It needs physical sensations and connection with other humans. So, and then the doors open. And this is the natural way. This is the way of our physical body. We just follow what the nervous system needs. So the more safe we are, the bigger is the possibility for spirituality.